724 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday at this time. Dave, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. You guys had a couple of pretty serious incidents. I think you had a child nearly drowned on Monday and was life flighted, and you had a drowning call yesterday with another life flight. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Male patient was transferred yesterday approximately 5:30 p.m. It was a Gulf drowning call we worked. And then on Monday, the incident happened in a pool. In one of the pools of the hotel here. So
I did not realize that was a pool call. Okay.
Yeah. It's a continuous thing out here. You know, we never can rest. So always keep our guard up.
You know, that's such a good reminder, too, is, you know, you and I focus so much on, obviously, the beach and the surf, but, you know, every form of water can be dangerous, especially to children. So, you know, keep your eyes on your kids all the time. It can happen so quickly. How are you doing on staffing? I know a lot of time at this time of year is, you know, kids go back to college and, you know, kids are back even in high school. And I know it can be just a challenge for you to get the hours, especially on, you know, even for the weekends, it can be a challenge to get the staffing. How is that going?
Yeah, availability has decreased with the lifeguards because out of the lifeguards that I have on staff right now, 14 go out of town to school, university out of town.
Okay.
14 are in high school and 15 are in local university. And the high school, the lifeguards are in high school. They have to be 18 to operate an emergency vehicle. So if I have abundance of staff on a Saturday, I was thinking, well, why don't you have them spread out to the other beaches like Park East or Park West? They can't drive down there.
Wait,
they
what?
Can't operate our vehicles. Yeah,
they're 16. They're they've got 18, a driver. They got a driver's license, but they're not allowed to drive the truck on the sand, basically.
Yes, there's various federal and state law, and there's other things we have to take into consideration. Also, is you know that if they're underage, you know we have to they have to take a break, and there's all kinds of rules and you know that regard student employment, and. If I do have I have some outstanding employees that are nearing 1400 hours, and that's a cap. They can't work more than 1400 hours per calendar year. So unfortunately, I have some employees that are very valuable, and I tell them, I'm sorry, you can't work anymore.
So it's not. So
that's another hindrance.
Wow. It seems obvious now that you say it, but so it's not a question of just having how many bodies. It's a question of how old are the people? What are their scheduling conflicts?
How old are they?
Yeah,
the availability. I mean, there's only three of us that are full-time out here, and AJ was on leave, and it's me, Jake, and AJ, and the three of us that are full-time 40 hours. I had to come into my day off on Wednesday when we had tropical storm surf in the Gulf of Mexico. So.
Huh. Wow, so well, that's just, I mean,
you know, it's always a challenge.
I had not realized that was such a challenge for you, but that makes sense now that you explain it. Was the rain at least beneficial for the sand for being able to drive the trucks?
Yes, it sure was. I'm happy to say that because our trucks were getting the sand was very loose, but it hadn't had rain in quite a while. And we had a shower this morning. I'm looking out over the Gulf right now. We've got scattered storms all around us. So we're getting more precipitation, but we're looking. And this weekend, you know, we anticipate a large crowd because it's the unofficial end of summer.
Right.
3-day weekend. And Pensacola's a drive-through destination.
Right.
If you live in New Orleans and you know, you'll pack up your car and drive over and spend a few hours driving and come to a beautiful Pensacola Beach.
And are we looking at what, yellow flags this weekend? What are we thinking?
Yeah, right now we're going to have a yellow flag. I'm looking a little bit of surf rolling in because that storm that came through the Gulf, it really picked up our surf. We had probably over a 10-second period of waves coming in, and it was overhead. It was a smooth roller coming in. Every 10 seconds, a big wave set would come through.
Well, I know down the way they had, you know, sand and water over the road in Fort Pickens and in 399 and Opal Beach and all that, so I know it was a big deal last weekend. Well, over the week, sorry. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thanks for informing us, teaching me things I definitely did not know, and thanks for keeping us safe, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet. Can't